Laura is one of the personal trainers here. First up, let's talk about somebody getting started. If they're listening out there and they're going, I really should get into this, what's the first things they need to do?
Get yourself a good pair of runners because you're going to need them. Get yourself a comfortable pair of runners. Other thing I would suggest is just start cutting out processed foods. Eat healthy. You'll start noticing a massive difference if you just start moving, whether you join a gym or you just want to start counting your steps and start walking. If you cut out that processed food, start moving, you'll notice the weight loss. Most of all, you'll start feeling really good.
Most people's phones now have like a heart application or something like that which counts your steps. What I've found is that it's quite addictive. The more you do every day, the more you want to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Once you start counting your steps, you go, oh, well, okay, I've done 10,000 today. What can I do tomorrow? Let's up it. So if you keep trying to set the bar a little bit higher with yourself, you'll notice great results.
When you said cut out all the processed food, that sounds really easy in theory. If someone's been eating a lot of processed food and then they stop, they could possibly start getting a bit of withdrawal, a few headaches, feeling a bit yucky. How do you combat that?
Drink lots of water. Lots of water would be the first thing I'd say to start doing. It's always that first 2 weeks is always really hard. If you can push through that, at the end of the 2 weeks, you're going to start feeling like you've got more energy. You're going to feel so much better. Those headaches will go. It doesn't last. So push through because it's worth it.